Darwich was at the courthouse for a hearing in a criminal case involving illegal cigarette sales. After he left the building, he was arrested by federal deportation officers. ICE says he overstayed a visa by nearly two decades. But many lawyers say it's rare to see an ICE arrest at a Rhode Island courthouse. Deborah Gonzalez from the Immigration Clinic at Roger Williams University says it's not unusual for ICE to target people with criminal backgrounds.
But in terms of actually going to courthouses and waiting for people, I hadn't seen that happen until now, even under the Obama administration when they were required to pick up people who had felonies.
ICE spokesman Sean Neudauer declined to give a taped interview for this story, but he says an arrest at a courthouse is not unheard of. It generally happens when officers have been unable to make a stop anywhere else. And it may become more common as ICE follows the policy of the Trump administration, which has expanded the agency's focus beyond undocumented immigrants with significant criminal backgrounds. That worries Gonzalez. She fears it will have a chilling effect for immigrants caught up in the justice system.
Do you go to court and try to defend yourself on a case that maybe you're likely not going to get detained on? Or do you go to court on your criminal case knowing that you'll leave, but wait a minute, you may get picked up by immigration now? And then still not even ever be able to resolve the criminal case.
ICE officials say they're still prioritizing people with criminal records for deportation, but there are no protected classes of undocumented immigrants. The man they arrested in Providence has faced previous criminal charges. He pleaded no contest in 2010 to selling cigarettes without a tax stamp, according to court records. ICE says he'll remain in custody pending removal proceedings. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.